News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Cost of removing graffiti in South Dublin County Council is set to nearly double this year. So should we invest more in community mural projects? Willie White, member of the Arts, Culture and Recreation Strategic Policy Committee on Dublin City Council and also director of the Dublin Theatre Festival, joins us now. Willie, your thoughts on graffiti and the problem of graffiti?
Good morning. I suppose I'd make a distinction between vandalism and street art. And certainly there's some very poor quality graffiti all around Dublin, and it's not good to look at. But when street art is good, it's fantastic and it really enhances the community. And if we think about pieces like on O'Connell Street, Asbestos Passed Freely there, that came out during COVID, Ake's Savita Halapanavar mural, Mazer's Repeal mural that had to be painted over, they're very much part of the story of the city these days. So I think city councils, governments are generally successful when they work with citizens against them. So if there's a kind of an antisocial element, doing poor quality graffiti, maybe it would be worth trying to do something better with the cooperation of artists in the community.
Yeah, so how do we go about it? I mean, in my own area, we've Dalyman Park, which obviously is waiting to be redeveloped and, you know, is derelict in parts. And I suppose have done an incredible job in kind of sprucing it up with some amazing graffiti. But then you see, I don't know, a beautiful Georgian building that's got, you know, something written on it. It just looks awful.
Well, your own area is my area too, so I agree with you. The graffiti around Bose is fantastic and very responsive. But if you think about the old Des Kelly site, which is on the other side of North Circular Road, and going around the corner to Finsbury Road, it's a blight. That's just vandalism. And it's because that site hasn't been taken care of. That's what it's telling us. The property developers are involved in a protracted legal wrangle, and people put any old stuff up under it all. So I think working with people, working with really talented artists and those artists working with the community is the way to go. But I'm certainly not making the case for the terrible state of Des Kelly's.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So how would it work? Would you identify areas and buildings that could be worked on by graffiti artists?
Absolutely. I mean, like, there are a few different pieces to this. I mean, first of all, you have to have a relationship with the community. And actually, Dublin City Council and other local authorities do this all the time. And then you find out what the community is interested in, what kind of stories they want to tell, and you match them with an artist. And yes, indeed, you can identify sites. Now, obviously, with Dublin City Council, there was a legal wrangle until fairly recently, till last year, with Subset over, you know, their apparent, according to Dublin City Council, flouting planning permission. And you remember the horse boy on Stirrup Lane down the road in Church Street, and
yeah,
they had to paint over a Stormzy mural in Smithfield. So yeah, you just, and the City Council is very good as a broker between artists, communities. They've got a very good arts office. They've got lots of relationships with artists and communities. And it's as simple as that. And I mean, I suppose the idea is that if you've got really good quality street art, not on Georgian buildings, like that is what I would consider to be vandalism, but on derelict sites, on industrial sites, on big blank walls, I think that can work really well and really enhance, you know, a community and sense of pride, sense of place, and, you know, just feeling part of your community and that it's a nice place to look at.
Willie, makes sense. Willie White, member of the Arts Council Culture, member of the Arts, Culture and Recreation Strategic Policy Committee on Dublin City Council. Also, of course, director of Dublin Theatre Festival. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your take on graffiti. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.